Because many people think healing the sick was just for the apostles, therefore they straight away rule it out for their own lives. Could it be that God intended that for everybody? But wasn't it just for the apostles to heal? First of all, we see in the scriptures that Jesus preached the good news and healed the sick as an example. Then we read that Jesus sent out his 12 apostles to do exactly the same thing, Luke 9. The need was so great that Jesus sent out even more to do exactly the same thing. Who were these people? They weren't apostles? Let's read it. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also. Wow, these were just 70 ordinary disciples. They didn't have a degree nor went to study theology first in the University of Jerusalem. What was exactly their mission? You can read it in Luke 10. And then it says in verse 9, "And heal the sick there and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you." So he gave them exactly the same mission as to his apostles. So healing and preaching wasn't just limited and defined exclusively for the 12 chosen apostles. Otherwise, Jesus would never have sent another 70 out to do exactly the same. Also, it's interesting to note that Jesus said in verse 1, "and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go." How much more does he want to reach the whole world today after he has risen from the dead and given the great commission to go to the end of the world? And as he is not physically in this world, he wants to ordain every single Christian. Jesus has promised us in Mark 16 that he would be with us and accompanying us with signs. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. And the specific signs he mentioned just in the verses before, which of course includes healing too. Another interesting fact is that the same 12 apostles just argued who is the greatest in the chapter before, Luke 9. And in verse 49, they hindered others from healing the sick. Then in verse 54, these men of God wanted to kill a whole village by letting fire down from heaven because they were not accepted in the city. These apostles, who were Jesus' closest friends, were by no stretch ready for the task of healing the sick. And what did Jesus do? He did something which you and I never would do. Straight away after that, he sent another 70 out to do exactly the same. And we also gather in the chapter afterwards that not even their prayer life was established, as they asked Jesus in Luke 11:1, "Lord, teach us to pray." We clearly gather that these healing evangelists were spiritually immature and not ready for the task. Now, we need to ask, why did Jesus send them out to preach and heal the sick? There is at least two answers to this. God is so keen and compassionate to win as many people as possible for the kingdom of God and healing them of their sickness because he loves people. And his love hasn't changed today. And the second reason is Jesus trained his disciples on the job and wants to do the same with you and me. God doesn't expect you to be perfect and through holy until he starts working with you. However, we pursue holiness because we love him and want to please him and be like him when he comes back. So we can clearly conclude that this mission is not just for a few apostles, but for every single Christian. Thank you very much for watching. Our next question will be, but how does faith work when it comes to healing? See you soon.